if you knew where Baby New Year is. I wanted to give him some of my old baby toys.
Well, son, that's very nice, but why are you calling Golden Plains Insurance looking for Baby New Year?
Aren't you supposed to have something for everyone?
We do if you're looking for crop insurance, along with homeowners, auto, farm, and ranch insurance, too, but we don't know anything about Baby New Year.
Do you want some of my old baby toys?
Start the new year right with Golden Plains Insurance, with offices in Lamar, Springfield, and Walsh, homegrown and independent just like you.
It's time for Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ, a show to educate you on the best seed selections and soil preparations for residential and commercial turf, range of grass, cover crops, and more. And now, Lauren Adams of Arkansas Valley Seeds alongside Pat McGee, Growing Together on AM 1400 KBLJ.
And of course, nowadays on AM 920 KLMR in Lamar. Good afternoon. Well, actually, it's not quite afternoon yet. It's only quarter after 11. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on KBLJ and KLMR. Lauren Adams from Arkansas Valley Seeds along with us, as he is every week. And you brought another special guest in with you today. Lauren, who are we talking to?
I did. Well, as the promo said, Mike Weber. From the Lower Arkansas Valley Water Conservancy District. Say that 10 times real fast.
Lower Arkansas Valley Water Conservancy District? No, I won't do that, but nonetheless, yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I got in touch with Mike because we talked. He's the water quality guy. He's the engineer there, right? Mm-hmm. And he has some things to talk about when it comes to water quality and what we do. Now, as we go through the program, pay attention. There's going to be a trivia question a little bit later that we're going to ask. And the winner of that trivia question will get either a 3-pound bag of grass seed or a 1/2-pound bag, one of our wildflower seeds from us here at Arkansas Valley Seeds at 98 South 12th Street.
You bet. Court. And all you have to do when we pop that question out is give us a call, whether you're in our area here or down in the Lamar area. Yeah. 719-384-2345. Right. 719-384-2345. That is the number. And we will give the answer sometime in the course of our conversation here. So just pay attention, folks, as we have that figured out. Lauren, before we get into a talk with Mike, tell us a bit about your business, Arc Valley Seeds, what you're there for.
Right. We're Arkansas Valley Seeds. We've been in business over 75 years in the Arkansas Valley, and we're really proud of that heritage. And we've been providing quality seed products to people near and far. We provide a lot of the grasses, grains, sorghums, that sort of a thing, along with alfalfas and different varieties. We also have turf grasses for your lawns, mm-hmm. golf courses, that sort of thing, and wildflower seeds that are blended to attract pollinators or wild birds and that sort of thing. So there's that. So, and just to touch base on what we were talking about just a little bit ago, 384-2345, that's the number to call. Call in if you have any questions for me or for Mike.
You can do that too. Yes. All right.
Yeah.
So take it away, Mike Weber with the Lower Arkansas Valley Water Conservancy District. Lauren?
Well, Mike, thanks for joining us today. We're so happy to have you here. I know that you are a wealth of knowledge. I've had a few conversations with you, and I've always been impressed with you. And I really want to know what you do and why you're there. Can you just let us know what's going on there, and then we'll move on to some other questions as we move forward.
Yeah, perfect. Give you a little background of kind of who I am. I'm a local kid, grew up in this area, went off to college, came back. But while I was in college, I was studying water quality in this basin, looking at some of the different aspects of what was going on down here and why we were having issues with water quality and where it was coming from. This is all with Colorado State University. After college, I went away for a little bit and decided that I wanted to come back, and an opportunity presented itself at the district to actually look at water quality.
Right.
And what I did there was come in and really look at how is water quality impacting producers, and how can we as a district set together a program that can help producers long term. And where this all stemmed from is Regulation 85, which is a regulation within the Colorado Department of Health and Environment, indicates that point source dischargers must meet a certain criteria for nitrogen and phosphorus discharges into the river.
What is a point source discharge?
A point source discharge is essentially a municipality. Anything that comes out of a pipe that you can actually see come out of a system and flow back to the river. agriculture is non-point source, which is a sheet flow over the field or something running underground, something that you can't actually see coming out of a pipe. And so point source is regulated through Regulation 85. Non-point source, it has this variance in there that says voluntary measures to improve nitrogen and phosphorus will be measured over the years, and if no efforts are made, then non-point source could be regulated just like point source. And so that's kind of where we got into it. We said, okay, there could be regulation at some point. We need to stay on top of this. We need to implement what we call best management practices. So any practice we can look at that will improve nitrogen and phosphorus as it travels across the farm or across the field into our water body, so that way it's not contaminating the water body. This all stems from the district itself, which our mission is to protect water in the Lower Arkansas Valley, five counties from Pueblo to the state line. We are just trying to protect the water so that way it stays here. It is available for producers. It is available for people to use. With all that being said, we started with conservation easements. We decided, okay, that was one way that we can protect water. We got into water quantity, which is how we can help producers stay in business through some of the regulations on quantity and making sure that return flows are met, augmentation is met. And then I came in with this water quality piece. I was actually hired in 2016.
Well, let's just put a pin in this. Okay, augmentation is a pretty big word for a lot of people. I know what it means because I've worked in water quality in that. So tell us what augmentation means it comes to water.
When I started, I actually started with augmentation piece, so I know it pretty well.
Good.
Augmentation is whenever you are taking something and changing the way it's being used. So if you're flood irrigating, you're changing it from that to sprinkler irrigation. You're changing the way the water reacts and the way it gets back into the system. Anytime you change the timing of that water, you have to augment it or put water back in time and place as to keep the system whole. So what we do at the district from a water quantity standpoint is make sure that all of the water that has been removed, changed, or altered gets back into the time and place as it would have been historically in the 1900s, late 1800s, and make sure that we actually meet those requirements per the Colorado-Kansas Compact regulations.
Yeah, thanks for explaining that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
A little bit on the Colorado-Kansas Compact. I mean, basically, I mean, according, I'm complete layman at this, really know nothing about it, but we don't get to keep everything that flows down the Arkansas River right here. We can't store it in Pueblo Reservoir. We can't store it all in John Martin, Holbrook, or anything around here like that. There is a percentage of this that has to go on into Kansas. How does that work out? I mean, I'm sure it's a huge formula that will confuse the beans out of people with, but I know a lot of people ask that question oftentimes.
It really comes down to this compact. When John Martin Reservoir was built, Colorado and Kansas agreed to meet on a regular basis to determine how much water should go to each of the entities, Kansas and Colorado, that is. And whenever they built John Martin Reservoir, they changed the way the water would actually flow. So historically, it would just flow downstream. It wasn't stopped. Mm-hmm. At any point, it just was flowing, and you were able to use it as you needed. When John Martin Reservoir was built, they created the compact to meet those historical flows. So that way, what was going to Kansas would still go to Kansas. What's going to Colorado would still go to Colorado. I'm not in the place where I can say how much water goes to one place or the other, but all the water stored in John Martin Reservoir has a specific place in the way it comes into the reservoir and the way that it's actually allocated, and those percentages are all based off of the agreements that are agreed upon between the two states. And then just off of that, we've built a lot of different things from sprinkler irrigation. You have to augment that to drip irrigation. You have to augment all that water to make sure that you are not changing the water as it historically would have been.
Now, am I correct in thinking that John Martin was not built for, say, irrigation storage, but it was flood mitigation? Was that right?
It really was. Back in when it was originally built, it was built mostly for flood irrigation, and just turns out that for flood mitigation and irrigation just was a side set, and so that's why the Colorado-Kansas Compact came in, was to really work with the irrigation side of it after it was built.
So back to the water quality end of things, we talked about, you know, what's going on with those flows. What are some of the water quality issues that you'd like to talk about when it comes to ag in the basin?
So one of the biggest issues that we are faced with right now is selenium. Selenium is a naturally occurring substance that shows up in our water bodies, and we have to find a way to mitigate it or reduce the amount of selenium within the waterways.
What is selenium?
Selenium, if you look at a periodic table, it's right next to arsenic.
Really?
On the periodic table. It acts kind of like arsenic. I don't want to scare you and say it's bad for you, but the way it reacts within fish and aquatic life mm-hmm. can be harmful to the fish and the aquatic life. So there are standards that we must meet in order to keep the aquatic life living.
Right. So we need to try to keep that level low.
Keep it low so mm-hmm. that way we have good fish. If it gets high enough, it can be harmful for humans. We aren't to that level by any means, but we're really trying to protect the fish and the aquatic life.
What are we seeing that causes that selenium level to come up?
It's mostly naturally occurring. So in the Pierre Shale that's below us, anytime we have groundwater interaction, it mobilizes the selenium out of that Pierre Shale and brings it back to the surface,
so
and it comes back.
So it's like suspended in the sponge of the ground. And then as that comes to the surface, it pulls that selenium with
correct,
it. Right? Okay.
Correct. Yep.
Right. Thank you for letting me do that layman's analogy there.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah. Sometimes I get a little technical in the way
that's
that I do things.
That's what we're here for,
because
I'm the dumb new guy that I need you to explain things in small words, if you would. But we'll keep you there.
All right. And Mike, if you would, is a water nerd. So
right.
Would that be pretty well?
I don't know if I'm a water nerd. I just work all the time. So I guess however you want to look at it.
Right. There you go.
So, yeah, the selenium... It's impaired on our systems, meaning it's above the level that it should be.
Okay.
And we have to work to get that selenium down. The other two concerns are phosphorus and nitrogen.
Right.
Both of those substances actually come from a slew of different things.
Okay.
Here's where the ag side really comes in.
Right.
From fertilizers. A lot of mm-hmm. people over-apply fertilizer or they don't use a management program. They just apply it as they see fit.
Mm-hmm.
That excess gets into the water bodies. It gets high. We need to find a way to mitigate that.
Right.
It's also naturally occurring. It's in our soils. As you irrigate, sometimes that is taken out of the soil and put back into the system. So those are our three big ones that we're looking at now, selenium, nitrogen, and phosphorus. And we're always trying to find a way to bring those levels down. And it all comes back to the aquatic life at this point.
Right.
Maybe as the levels get higher, we'll worry more about human consumption and things like that. But right now, it's all aquatic life. One thing about nitrogen that... If you understand chemistry and the way it all works, nitrogen is actually linked to algal blooms, which is then E. coli.
Right.
So as you see nitrogen mm-hmm. in water, you see E. coli. Those are all things we're trying to prevent. And the work that we do is implementing best management practices that actually reduce the nitrogen in the waterways, which then reduces the risk of E. coli.
Nitrogen is basically nutrients for the algae, and that's where you get these algal blooms that you're talking about.
Yeah,
and what's the effect of those algal blooms? How does that end up affecting the aquatic life?
There's a few different ways. In kind of lakes and dams and reservoirs, things like that, the stagnant water, the algal blooms, can be very, very harmful to the aquatic life. It can actually be harmful to swim in. I've actually seen some places in the state of Colorado where you cannot swim in places with a lot of algal blooms and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be just harmful in the way that it reacts mm-hmm. within the fish. It can be harmful for their internal systems. It can be harmful for humans.
Mm-hmm.
In moving waters, it's a little bit different. The aquatic life can actually get within those algal blooms and cause issues internally and within their habitats and the way that they're living.
So as a landowner, I have the responsibility try to make sure that I manage what fertilizers I'm using so that they're used by the plant life on my land as opposed to being somehow filtered out into the waterways. And now that's not, as I understand, that's not being regulated by anybody at this point, but it's something we probably better pay a pretty close attention to until it does become a regulated thing.
Correct. Yeah. And that's what I do is I work 100% with producers to make sure that we are doing our part so that way we can deliver safe water downstream so that way regulation doesn't come, because if regulation comes on the producer, it'll have so many different implications that we just don't want to see here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ La Junta, AM 920 KLMR Lamar. Our guest today, Mike Weber of the Lower Arkansas Valley Water Conservancy District. If you have a question for Mike, feel free to give us a call no matter where you happen to be, right, whether you're listening terrestrially or online. You can give us a ring, 719-384-2345, 719-384-2345. And don't forget, we do have a trivia question that will be coming up. I would say that will be in between 11:45 and 11:55. We'll have that trivia question coming up. And of course, if you have the correct answer to that question, you'll get a 3-pound bag of turf seed from Arkansas Valley Seeds or a 1/2-pound bag of their wildflower mix.
Right.
So that'll be coming up. So stay with us. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on KBLJ and KLMR. We will be right back. We're brought to you, of course, by Arkansas Valley Seeds and the good folks at Golden Plains Insurance.
Hello, Lauren Adams here with Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, hosted by Pat McGee and myself, Tuesday mornings on KBLJ AM 1400 from 11:15 to noon. Or listen to our podcast at avseeds.com. Being fairly new to agriculture myself, I've got a lot to learn and a lot of questions. That's why we have weekly guests who really know what they're talking about when it comes to agriculture. So join us live or listen to the podcast at avseeds.com as we grow together with information from leaders in agriculture.
Golden Plains Insurance.
I was wondering if you knew where Baby New Year is. I wanted to give him some of my old baby toys.
Well, son, that's very nice, but why are you calling Golden Plains Insurance looking for Baby New Year?
Aren't you supposed to have something for everyone?
We do if you're looking for crop insurance, along with homeowners, auto, farm, and ranch insurance, too, but we don't know anything about Baby New Year.
Do you want some of my old baby toys?
Start the new year right with Golden Plains Insurance, with offices in Lamar, Springfield, and Walsh, homegrown and independent, just like you.
Hey, it's Anna. You might or might not have heard me giving Pat a hard time about his members-only jacket.
Tell you what you should be a members-only of. Well, McGee and I are in the club.
That's right.
Your crew.
Your crew. That's
your gang.
Right. Your gang.
But would you like to be a member of a club? Well, I mean, kind of, sort of a club, a birthday club. We do the birthday club here at AM 1400 KBLJ. If you have a friend, family member, loved one with a birthday coming up and you want to put them on the birthday list.
I can't believe this. They forgot my birthday.
It's easy.
Need to add one? Call us, 384-5456. Drop an email this way, pat at 25-7media.com. Leave a message on our Facebook page, KBLJ Radio.
Because nobody should make another trip around the sun without everybody knowing about it.
Happy birthday. No such thing.
Join us mornings on TTO, brought to you by the Arkansas Valley Hospice, homegrown and deep-rooted.
Back on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on KBLJ and KLMR, brought to you by, of course, Ark Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance. Lauren Adams, of course, with us, and we're joined by Mike Weber of the Lower Arkansas Valley Water Conservancy District.
Hey, I just want to remind you folks, if you just tuning in and you'd like to catch the rest of the show, go to avseeds.com and check out the podcast. That'll be up there a little bit later, and you can check out all of our past shows there. So glad you're back with us here, Mike, and just really enjoying this conversation. So salinity and salt, and how that applies to the water quality issues that we were talking about.
Yeah, we were talking a little bit offline, and one of the things that came up was salinity, and how does that play into a factor within salinity, selenium, and all that we're talking about. Salinity in the easy term is salt. So anytime you see a lot of salt out there, you're going to see salinity. Salinity actually brings out the selenium. So anytime you see a lot of selenium or a lot of salinity or a lot of salt, you're going to see a lot of selenium.
And that is the white stuff you might see coming up out of the ground, if you will, white powdery substance, whatever the case
is. Yes, it is a direct correlation to the white powdery on the ground. The salt on the ground, essentially, is the way to put it. It's not table salt.
You're not going to have it for dinner. No.
But yes, it's salinity, salt. It's all kind of interconnected within the way you look at it.
When I was a kid over on the West Slope, we used to call that Olathe snow.
Okay.
Because I lived over in Olathe, Colorado, and they would call that Olathe snow. Mm-hmm. And it was everywhere over there.
Yeah. it's an issue throughout the state of Colorado, and just where we are and with our shale and everything that interacts with it, salinity and selenium are interconnected through that.
And that can be devastating to cropland, can it not?
It can. It can. It's not only bad for the aquatic life, which is what I care about, but but growing a crop, you have a lot of salt on your ground. You can't grow a crop. That crop can't get the nutrients that it needs to actually grow and produce the produce or the corn or the wheat or whatever you're trying to get out of it, the grains that you need it to produce. It won't grow.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've talked a little bit about regulatory entities and how that comes into play with our day-to-day life as ag producers. Now, we kind of have an opportunity here, as I understand it, that we can maybe avoid some of these regulatory restrictions coming our way if we can basically take care of this on our own. And I think we'd much rather do that as independent people than have someone tell us how to do it. So how do you help us with that, Mike?
Yeah, that's actually the biggest takeaway. If you want to hear anything I say today, that's the biggest takeaway is right now, Nonpoint Source, which we talked about is ag. If they take voluntary measures to reduce these contaminants in the river, it will really help them long term. And so I want you guys to think about how can I be a better steward of the land to keep those nutrients or those selenium or those particles out of the waterways and help us long term. And that's what I do at the district is I implement projects where we go from furrow irrigation to sprinkler irrigation, where we're looking at reducing the timing of the water, so the water quantity side that we're talking about, but also reducing that interaction within the shale. So that way you're spoon feeding the water to the plants and the crops so that way they can grow the way that they need to as opposed to just flooding it. We put in ditch liners where we're lining ditches to reduce seepage out of it. We're putting in liners across ponds, head stabilization ponds, and those are the ponds that deliver the water to the actual sprinkler. The same thing, trying to reduce the seepage coming out of that. We're working with soil health and trying to figure out how better soil can actually improve the quality of water coming off the edge of that field. We're putting in buffer strips where the edge of the field, you actually plant a grass mixture that can filter out some of these nutrients as it runs off the edge of the field. We're looking at working with producers for fertilizer management practices, and what we're trying to do is say if your field needs X amount of fertilizer, let's make sure we apply it in a way the crop can use it as opposed to just spreading it out there to where we can spoon feed that crop and get it to grow to the best of its ability while still getting the nutrients but not getting excess nutrients. So all of those projects all together, I just sent off a list. Whenever all mine are up and running, there'll be about 60 projects, and I'm always looking to add new projects from the Colorado-Kansas state line all the way to Pueblo. Just doing those exact things every day, looking at how we can improve the water by doing best management practices on the field. We started in 2017 was the first project that we started with, and it's just taken off. A lot of producers are seeing the good things we're doing. They don't always see it from a water quality side. They say, hey, I want to line my pond because it'll be better for my operation. I say, okay, I want to line it from water quality, and we work together and we have that conversation. They say, oh, we didn't know this had a double effect.
And it's like a win-win.
It really is. It helps me from the water quality side, and it helps them from a production side. So that's all I do is try to help the producer implement these best management practices while improving water quality.
Right. So as a producer, I say if I had 20 acres and I want to put out some pasture and I'm having some issues with that as far as fertilization goes, being a seed guy, I'm going to put in some cover crops to fix nitrogen to help with that water penetration in soil or the, you know, water sequestration and carbon sequestration and stuff. But I might need to do some chemical fertilization to get that to work out there. Could I call you to have you help me figure out what type of fertilizer and how much to apply so that I don't end up seeping this into the receiving water?
Yeah, that's something that I can help you with. I don't directly do that.
Okay.
But what I do is I work with producers to develop a farm plan. Mm-hmm. And so through that farm plan, what we would do is we would say, okay, you need to take a soil sample first off, and let's see what's available and what can actually be used. Mm-hmm. And then let's take it from there. If it is a fertilizer piece and we're a deficit in nitrogen, for example, then I can say, okay, we need this much nitrogen. Here are a list of people. I won't tell you one person. I let the producer make the decision, but here's a list of people that specialize in this. let's go figure out the best ratio and the best mixture to get to. And that's the farm plans that I develop, essentially, that just say, let us start with ground zero and build up from there.
Yeah. Well, the topic comes up a lot. Soil samples, people, those are very, very important. And a lot of people think they're a lot more complicated than they are. And a lot of times our customers call up and I ask them, well, hey, have you had a soil sample done? And I am surprised at how many ag producers don't. There is so much information. So I just wanted to speak real quickly to the value of having that soil sample and having those results for the professionals who are trying to help you to determine what's going on with that soil so that we know how to help you, because dirt just isn't dirt.
And you even mentioned this a couple of weeks back when we were talking about turf, is that, you know, folks that are trying to improve their lawn, it would really behoove them to have a soil sample done as well.
Yeah, and they're so inexpensive and so easy to do. Just get with the CSU lab and they'll be able to help you.
All right. Looks like we do have a caller on the line.
Right.
So let's head to the telephone right here and see who we have. Good morning. You are live with us on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Wait a minute. I've got to get the right buttons pushed right here. And there we've got them. All right. What can we do for you here today, sir?
Well, thank you, gentlemen, for the program. It's really always interesting every week. But I just wondered if your guest there has anything available in terms of service to home gardeners. You know, do you go out and check small gardens or recommend this and that?
I appreciate the question, but I would say I try to stay on the farm, particularly in places that are 20 acres or larger.
Okay.
I'm always welcome to talk to people and see if I can help them, but just the programs that I run, it's really hard to pinpoint local gardens or local grasses and things that they're trying to do on their lawns, and I try to stay bigger. But if you call, I will definitely try and point you in the right direction of who can help with that.
And, Lauren, I know you mentioned a couple of weeks ago, again, we just did there a moment ago, that you do have some resources that can help out, if you will, those that are worried about the turf in their lawn, and also the hobby gardeners as well.
See, it goes back to, again, I'd really like to see that soil sample and what's going on there. And even though you're talking about a garden, we do have some stuff that we can do to help you in your off-gardening season to help amend that soil in that way. But as far as, you know, recommending any fertilizers and things like that, I would definitely defer you to Tony or even our folks over
At the experiment station. You know, you might check out with the people at the CSU Extension there in Rocky Ford at the experiment station.
Yeah, Mark Bartello.
Right, you're familiar with that, I'm sure.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
All right.
Have a good day.
You bet. Thanks for the call. Good call. And yes, folks, we have recommended that before, and I know I've talked with them in the past. Oftentimes the folks at CSU there, the experiment station, the CSU Cooperative Extension, they can help you out with those, you know, questions about your personal garden, things like that, because I know about a decade or so ago, they helped me out a lot with just some trees, some problems that we had with trees on our property. And, you know, that's kind of not, you know, Mike's area of expertise, or would even be Lauren's with his business. But, you know, a lot of questions like that, those folks at CSU would be more than happy to help you out with that.
You bet.
Okay.
All right. Well, just a reminder again about the podcast.
It's
avseeds.com. Go over there and check out those podcasts and past shows and see what you can pick up there. So, Mike, so if we can call on you to do some things to come in and check out our soil sample, and you can help me as an ag producer to take care of these issues before it becomes an issue that would be regulated by someone else from an outside entity. And that's important to me, to have that independence and not have that regulatory agency on my back.
Yeah, and that's actually key to everything I do, is I don't want to take farming out of the farmer's hands.
Yeah,
I want to let them make decisions. I want to let them do farming the way that they feel best for their land, for their property, while still making it an impact for downstream users.
All right. This is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on AM 1400 KBLJ and AM 920 KLMR. We'll have a trivia question coming up here in just a bit. It'll be an interesting one. Yes, it will. And the answer might pop right into the head of some people. Otherwise, maybe it won't. It might take a little bit of thinking. So that's going to be coming up. If you are the correct caller, if you have the right answer, and that number again will be 719-384-2345. When we ask that, you'll be able to choose between a 3-pound bag of a turf seed. Mm-hmm. And Lauren, you have a number of different varieties.
Yes. We certainly do. Yes. We've got varieties for just about every situation that are different blends of seeds. So come in and talk to us. We'll set you up with what's going to be right for you.
Yep. Or that half-pound bag of wildflower seeds. So that's going to be coming up in just a bit. So stay right there. It is Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds on KVLJ and KLMR. We are brought to you, of course, by Arkansas Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance. We'll be right back.
Hello, Lauren Adams here with Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, hosted by Pat McGee and myself, Tuesday mornings on KVLJ AM 1400 from 11:15 to noon. Or listen to our podcast at avseeds.com. Being fairly new to agriculture myself, I've got a lot to learn and a lot of questions. That's why we have weekly guests who really know what they're talking about when it comes to agriculture. So join us live or listen to the podcast at avseeds.com as we grow together with information from leaders in agriculture.
This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, a weak cold front which passed through southeast Colorado overnight will keep temperatures about 5 degrees cooler today. But a rapid warm-up can be expected Wednesday, allowing highs in the upper 50s, or about 10 to 15 degrees above normal for late January. Look for another front late Thursday to drop temperatures to slightly below normal for Friday. Unfortunately, though, even with the frontal passages, it's likely to remain dry. But farm-to-market transport and farm deliveries should continue without weather delay. Early calving operations should also be able to proceed with little concern for adverse weather conditions. The strongest winds in the 10 to 20 mile per hour category are likely Friday into Sunday. The Colorado Mesonet soil temperatures continue in the lower and mid 30s, and this is close to the same value last year at this time. Soil temperatures will likely show little change the rest of this week and then become a couple degrees colder by early next week. The drought monitor has painted extreme drought across portions of southeast Colorado for the past 3 months, going back to late October, and there does not appear to be any significant relief into the early part of February. This is meteorologist Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Golden Plains Insurance.
Toy.
Well, son, that's very nice, but why are you calling Golden Plains Insurance looking for Baby New Year?
Aren't you supposed to have something for everyone?
We do if you're looking for crop insurance, along with homeowners, auto, farm, and ranch insurance, too, but we don't know anything about Baby New Year.
Do you want some of my old baby toys?
Start the new year right with Golden Plains Insurance, with offices in Lamar, Springfield, and Walsh, homegrown and independent, just like you.
Your home is filled with so many special memories. But these days, it may be hard to make rent and mortgage payments. There is a free service that can help. ColoradoHousingConnects.org is where you can find free legal help and counseling to help you get through these challenging times. The counselors at Colorado Housing Connects, many of whom are in your community, can help with financial resources, grants, and legal assistance, even if you are facing foreclosure or eviction. Don't wait any longer. Call 844-926-6632 or visit ColoradoHousingConnects.org today for more information. Housing counselors, navigators, and attorneys are standing by to help you keep your home. Call 844-926-6632 or visit ColoradoHousingConnects.org. They can help. Sponsored by Colorado Housing Connects, the Colorado Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Back to it. It's Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds, brought to you by Arkansas Valley Seeds and Golden Plains Insurance. We are live on AM 1400 KBLJ, AM 920 KLMR. Lauren Adams with us. Our guest today, Mike Weber of the Lower Arkansas Valley Water Conservancy District. Lauren, let's get that trivia question going right here, folks.
Sounds like a great 719-384-2345
will be the number to call if you know the answer.
Yep. Well, Mike, you're up. Tell us what that trivia question is. Our guests get to bring those. So
you bet.
There you go.
We've been talking a lot about water. Being a water guy, I thought of this trivia question. Actually, late last night, I was sitting there reading some stuff, and it popped to me. What is the state, also known as the headwater state, that does not receive water from another state, but instead delivers water to downstream states?
The headwater state. And is this the only state in the union as such, or?
It is the only state in the continental U.S.
Wow.
Okay.
That only basically gives out water to other states. It does not receive water from other states.
It does not receive water from other states. It does have water coming from other states, but does not take that water from the water systems.
Okay.
So it is a water delivery system, not a water receiving system.
I see. Right. Okay. So what state is that? 719-384-2345. 719-384-2345. Dolores will grab your call and put you on hold, and we'll get you right here on the air. People should know that answer.
I would think.
I took a wild guess when we were talking about this prior to coming on the air, and I was right. I took a stab and happened to be right. So, all right. Continue, Lauren.
Well, a busted watch is only right twice a day.
That's right.
Careful.
Exactly. I am a busted watch. Yes. Okay. There you go.
So, the podcast, avseeds.com. Mm-hmm. Go check that out. Click the Growing Together icon, and you'll be able to check out the podcast for our past show. So grateful that you're here with us today, Mike. Mike, you know, my business is seeds, and we really like to get people to do cover crops where we're fixing nitrogen, we're getting the carbon in there, and we're setting it up to where, you know, maybe retain a little bit more of their own water and do that naturally. And that's something that, you know, we're pretty adamant about doing because, you know, we're in the business of selling seeds. How do you see that as in relation to the water quality issues you're talking about? Is that a better way to go than to say doing, for lack of a better term, a chemical fertilizers?
Yeah, actually, this all started with research. I went out to many different farms to see how they did it. And our goal is to make ag here for the long term. Some people call it sustainable. Some people call it regenerative. I just want to say I want the farm available for the next producer to use.
Mm-hmm.
And you're exactly right. If we can find a way to utilize the resources that are already available through cover crops, through reduced tillage, through reduced fertilizer, to actually using our fertilizer in a way that targets the plant in the way that it needs it, and using our water in ways that we can, it's a tough balance. You got to make sure that you've got it and you get it in a way that always works. But yeah, that's exactly right. Using that kind of technique of all these practices,
it would be preferable.
All right, very well. Lauren, Mike, we do have a caller on the line right here. So we'll see if they have the correct answer to our trivia question, if you will. Hi, good morning. You're live on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Who are we talking to here? Hello? I think we must have lost them.
Oh, please try back.
Yes, I guess so. Let's see. Nope, but I don't have any other information on them right there. So they are not there at the moment. We'll give it one more shot. We've got a couple of minutes that we can take another call right here. That number, of course, is 384-2345 if you have that answer. One more time on that question, Mike.
Also known as a headwater state, what state is the only state in the continental U.S. that delivers water but does not receive it?
Mm-hmm.
Good question.
All right. Yes, indeed. And I'm not sure what happened to our caller right here. But
I hope we call back.
Yeah, hopefully they get back because I really have no information on them right there. So nothing but the dial tone. So we'll try it one more time. 384-2345, 719-384-2345, if you happen to have that answer. Quickly, Mike, how long has the Lower Arkansas Valley Water Conservancy District been around?
We were formed in 2002 by a vote of the people.
Mm-hmm.
From the five districts that we represent.
Okay.
And we will continue to work until we're told not to.
Okay, there you go. And we're going to try one more time, I think, on our call right here. So we'll see if they get it. Here we go. Hi, good morning. You are with us on on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Who are we talking to?
Hi. Is this Growing Together?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, hi.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
I'm Sean in Los Animas.
You are
hi,
Sean in Los Animas. Do you have our answer, Sean?
Well, I think it's our state, Colorado.
And you, sir, would be correct.
Absolutely.
Yes, you are. That's right.
Well.
That's right. It is Colorado, and of course, you know, between the western slope, eastern slope, the water all flowing out of our state.
Yes, up on the continental divide.
You betcha. You bet. So I'll tell you what, hold on right there. It might be a minute or so before we get back to you, but we'll get all your contact information. That way Lauren will know who to expect to get in there. And, of course, you can take your pick between a three-pound bag of Lauren's turf seeds, mm-hmm. different varieties from Arkansas Valley Seeds, or that half-pound bag of wildflower mix. So, Sean, hold on right there, okay? All right.
I love your show. Thank you.
Hey, I'm glad you like the show. Hold on. We will be right back with you, okay? Don't go away.
Okay.
You bet. All right. Let's see here. Let's take our final break of the show right now. We'll come back and we'll set you up for what Lauren has in store for us next week.
Right.
Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. We are live for you every Tuesday at 11:15 on AM 1400 KBLJ and, of course, as well on 920 KLMR. Lamar, we'll be right back to wrap things up. Don't go away.
Hey, it's Ann, and what you missed on TTO. Don't worry. I have set Pat McGee straight on fashion. I'm talking like if you have dress shoes. I hope you don't have a pair of white dress shoes.
I don't have white dress shoes. No, I don't.
That's very 1977.
Yes. Yeah, I did have a pair of white shoes at the time.
Ooh, were they shiny too?
Yes, they were, as a matter of fact. That's right.
Mm-hmm. So you had the pimp shoes?
And the monster bells and all that back in the day too.
Did you have a leisure suit?
No. I wasn't into the... I was a rocker. I wasn't a disco guy.
Did you dance holes in them?
No.
Honey, you don't even begin to know what you've walked yourself into now.
There are no pictures, okay?
That's what she said.
It's like far out, man. And all this groovy fun happens just after 8 o'clock every morning. TTO is brought to you by the Arkansas Valley Hospice, homegrown and deep-rooted. And now you know.
Oh, what a tragic story.
I mean, if you can't say something nice, come sit next to me.
And we're back. We're tying the ribbon on Growing Together with Arkansas Valley Seeds here on KVLJ and KLMR. And, of course, our second week down in KLMR country there, if you will. So glad folks there could join us. And congrats to Sean Kelly there in Los Animas. He was our winner. Lauren, I have his contact information here. You can get hooked up with him.
Right. And I'll be giving you a call later, Sean.
Yep, he can get down and pick up his three-pound bag of turf seed or that half-pound bag of wildflower mix. We'd like to thank Mike Weber of the Lower Arkansas Valley Water Conservancy District. Mike, what is your contact information there with the Conservancy District if folks would have any kind of questions concerning ag and water with you?
Yeah, definitely. If you guys want to reach out, our number there at the office is 254-5115, and we're located in Rocky Ford right next to the post office.
Right next to the post office in Rocky Ford. All right. And again, thanks to Mike Weber with the Lower Arkansas Valley Water Conservancy District. Lauren, what do we have coming up next week here on Growing Together?
Oh, yeah. Well, we all know that bees play a vital role in our food chain, and I know that bees pollinate plants and make honey. That's about it. So I call the fellow that I just met. His name is Joe Comperta, and he's a master beekeeper, and he's got a ton of credentials, and I know he's going to have a ton of information for us next week. So looking forward to talking to him. I've talked to him on the phone a couple of times. Very, very interesting guy.
All right. That'll be coming up. Everything you wanted to know about bees, but we're afraid to ask. And next week, right here on Growing Together. Real quick, Lauren, your contact information, where you're at down there, and where folks can find the podcast.
Right. Please do give us a call, 719-254-7469. And we're just doing a little redecorating in the office. We got a coffee bar.
Ooh.
Come and sit down, have a cup of coffee. Let's talk about your dirt.
There you
and
go.
Let's see what's going on out there. 98 South 12th Street there in Rocky Ford. Come and talk to Tony or myself.
Okay? All right. What's the phone number down there?
38. No, that's this information.
Yes.
Yeah, 719. What is our number?
Yes.
719-284-7469.
284?
Is that right? No, I've got, boy,
I
tell you
what. Rocky
Ford,
254.
I just got Mike right. Yeah, 254-7469.
All right, give him a call at Arkansas Valley Seeds. That's all the time we have today. Again, thanks to Mark Weber with the Lower Arkansas Valley Water Conservancy District. Thank you for tuning in today. We'll be back next week, 11:15, here on KBLJ and KLMR, growing together with Arkansas Valley Seeds. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for joining us.
The Arkansas Valley source for news, weather, sports, and information. News Talk 1400, KBLJ, La Junta.